KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has called out what he says is opposition by some to transformation programs that benefit the poor.
We've got a problem in South Africa. The moment you mention the rich being going to be in the same place as the poor, people start getting stomach angst immediately. When you say Bella Egg, people get stomach angst. When you say expropriation, when you say NHI, they get stomach angst.
During the SANA debate this afternoon, Motsoaledi defended the law that will bring universal health care to South Africa, insisting it's here to stay. He says some MPs have been distorting the definition of the NHI Act.
NHI is a healthcare financing system that covers everybody regardless of their socio-economic status. So NHI is about money. It's about how money is distributed to the whole population. It's about how much each citizen has got for the provision of their healthcare system.
The MK party's Nhlamulo Ndlela has argued the NHI betrays the needs of the poor.
The National Health Insurance signed into law will not collapse private medical aids, but will instead make them richer. President, this is a failed state. This government remains committed to protecting white capital interests.
SASSA in KZN says it's alerted the Postbank about the problems being faced by social grant beneficiaries who are updating to a new card. Recipients were told they have until the end of the month to replace their SASSA gold cards with the new Postbank black card. But some have been experiencing difficulties at the outlets that were told they can make the changes at. Tracy Lee from Durban says she was turned away two times when she accompanied her 83-year-old mother to one of the locations in Pinetown.
We got there at about 8:30, and by the time we got there, there were already, I would estimate, about 700 or 800 people. They only have one table with two SASSA staff members there. At about 10 o'clock, a SASSA official started coming around and shouting at everyone, telling everyone that only serve 100 people per day and that everybody else needs to go home and come back the next day. There were so many elderly people there, people who were frail, people who couldn't even walk properly. They were really struggling.
KZN SASSA Sandy Gotwana says their role was to communicate the change.
What I can confirm is the fact that we are getting inquiries, we are getting complaints as well. That's a fact. And what I have done as a spokesperson is to liaise with other spokespersons to let them know of the challenges that people are saying they are facing. Regarding the USSD number that is not working, as well as the fact that people can't be assisted and are being turned away.
And Gabon's authorities say they are looking into potential sabotages being behind the power cuts at a thermal power plant in Libreville. They've slammed the interruptions as a criminal act and accused the alleged saboteurs of terrorizing the population and discrediting the transition government. The outages have fueled discontent in the run-up to a presidential election in April. Durban 28, tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 31.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Pakistan currently 132 for 3, needing 221 runs off the last 30 overs to beat the Proteas. David Moyes hoping Everton can give Goodison Park the best possible send-off in tonight's final Merseyside derby. And the Nedbank Cup last 16 gets underway this evening. SuperSport United taking on Cape Town Spurs.